From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Abby Larico. After months of heated campaigning, the results are in. Mayor Tashara Jones lost in a landslide to Kara Spencer. Longtime comptroller Darlene Green suffered her first election defeat ever, and the president of the St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education was also ousted. We'll get straight to the election results for the city and around the region right here on The Gateway. Kara Spencer will be the new mayor of St. Louis. The alderwoman from the 8th Ward beat incumbent Tashara Jones on Tuesday 64-36%. Spencer told her supporters gathered at Union Station that she appreciated her opponent's service to the city.
While we disagreed on many things over the campaign trail, I know that we share a deep love and a commitment to our city.
Jones had pieced together a multiracial coalition to beat Spencer by 4 points 4 years ago. After last night's results became final, Jones told supporters at the Omega Center in the city's Mark Twain neighborhood to not let Spencer undo the work of her administration.
Don't let them take us back. Hold my opponent accountable to the work that we started and make damn sure that they remember who they serve.
Election turnout was about 26% of registered voters. Spencer will be sworn in on April 15th. And after 30 years, St. Louis will have a new comptroller. Challenger Donna Behringer beat Darlene Green roughly 52-48% last night. Reflecting on the loss, Green said in a statement that she'll move forward with hope, and she said she's grateful to have served the people in the city that she loves with integrity and dignity. Since taking office in 1995, the city's financial picture has gotten much better. Under Green's tenure, the city's credit rating climbed from junk bond status to A or better. Behringer previously served as a South St. Louis alderwoman and also as a state representative. She says now she wants to focus on staffing up the comptroller's office, updating technology, and improving St. Louis-Lambert International Airport. Behringer told a crowd Tuesday that she's ready to work for the city again.
I got into this race because I wanted to see a better future for our city. That was my ultimate goal.
In just a few minutes, we'll hear more analysis from St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman and Jason Rosenbaum on these races and what they're still watching for the day after the election. All incumbents on the St. Louis Board of Aldermen won their re-election bids last night. The 7 odd-numbered wards were up for election, with even-numbered wards up in 2 years. Ann Schweitzer, Shane Cohn, Alicia Saunier, Michael Browning, Laura Keyes, and Pamela Boyd will now serve another 4 years on the Board of Aldermen. There's also a new face joining the board. Matt Devote ran unopposed in Ward 5 to succeed the retiring Joseph Vollmer, who has represented the South City area for more than 20 years. The winners will be sworn into office on Tuesday. In St. Louis County, residents voted down a measure that would have authorized the county council to fire department directors. Voters rejected Proposition B by 61.7% to 38.2%. It would have allowed the council to fire department directors and the county councilor with 5 out of 7 votes. Since the council features 6 members who are antagonistic to St. Louis County Executive Sam Page, it was possible for them to have used that authority had it passed. Page called the effort a power grab by the council, and some of his department directors had sued over Proposition B. Many municipalities voted on their local leadership Tuesday. In Ferguson, residents elected 3 new city council members. Lamika Covington defeated Fran Griffin to represent Ward 3, Jameel Franklin beat Larry Robinette in Ward 2, and Mike Palmer defeated Henry Iwanofo to represent Ward 1, and that race had generated controversy, with Palmer's opponent suing him for running in that ward while representing Ward 3. Some residents had also questioned if Palmer lived in Ward 3. A St. Louis County Circuit judge had ruled that Palmer would have to move to Ward 1 if he wins. All 3 incumbents seeking re-election to the Rolla City Council lost in yesterday's election. Josh Roman, Megan Johnson, and Victoria Steen will not return. All were conservative members who advocated for restrictions on certain library books and drag show performances. They were ousted by August Roloffs, Tom McNeven, and Mike Dickens, who had the support of progressives and the LGBTQ community. Several school boards in the area had spots up for election, with one of the most closely watched in the city of St. Louis. The St. Louis Public Schools Board of Education has three new members after embattled board president Tony Cousins lost her re-election bid. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports.
Karen Collins-Adams, A.J. Foster, and Brian Marston will be sworn in as the newest elected members of the SLPS Board of Education later this month. At the St. Louis Stadium in the Patch neighborhood, Marston danced his way across the skating rink to the mic and then thanked a crowd of family and friends for supporting him throughout the campaign.
I want everybody to try to think of something they can do to help support the St. Louis Public Schools, because it's going to take all of us.
The winning candidates beat out nine others, including Cousins. The new iteration of the board has a long list of issues to tackle, including decreasing student enrollment, potential federal funding cuts, and school closures. Foster, Collins-Adams, and Marston say they're all ready to get to work. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
In the Francis Howell School District, voters selected two candidates for the Board of Education who ran on platforms of supporting teachers and making schools more inclusive. Last night, Amy Greider and Sarah Elke won the two open spots on the board, ousting incumbent Randy Cook. The race in the large St. Charles County District was often contentious in recent months. Greider and Elke had received the support of the district's teachers' union. Cook campaigned with candidate Ashley Sturm against diversity programs, access to certain library materials, and discussions of topics such as gender identity in the classroom. Now to some news not related to last night's election. National Democrats have put Missouri's 2nd Congressional District on their target radar. The district has been represented by Ann Wagner for 13 years. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee announced Tuesday that they're including the 2nd District on their Districts in Play list. That means the group could spend millions of dollars to try and pick up the St. Louis, St. Charles, Franklin, and Warren County-based district. The committee's inclusion could mean Democrats are bullish about their chances in suburban districts next year, but Democrats failed to beat Wagner in 2020 when the district contained much less Republican-leaning territory. Wagner defeated Democrat Ray Hartman last year by about 12 percentage points. Wagner's campaign spokesman said in a statement that the Baldwin Republican, quote, has handily beaten radically liberal DCCC candidates before and will do it again in 2026, end quote. St. Louis area state senators say they're banking on having major influence on who gets appointed to a gubernatorial board overseeing the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. Governor Mike Kehoe signed legislation into law placing a gubernatorial board in charge of the SLMPD. Because nominees to the board need Senate confirmation, the two Democratic senators who represent the city could potentially block nominees they oppose. Democratic Senator Steve Roberts of St. Louis says while there's nothing in the law that requires buy-in from city senators, he's confident that Kehoe will take his concerns about nominees seriously.
In order to really even get to the confirmation hearing, they need to be sponsored by the senator whose district that individual lives in. And, you know, that's not something that's written in statute, but it is a tradition of the Senate.
Kehoe has until late June to appoint members of the police board. An Illinois bill that would require a Metro East high school to ditch its midgets mascot continues to move forward. The legislation passed the Illinois House of Representatives yesterday along party lines 71-38. It would require Freeburg High in St. Clair County to pick a new mascot by 2028. During debate, Republican Representative Kevin Schmidt of Millstadt said the local community will likely still sell merchandise with the mascot.
It's not going to have the effect that you want. This is a local issue. The local school board should be voting on it, not the state overreaching and saying you're wrong.
People with dwarfism equate the mascot to a slur and find it offensive. The legislation now heads to the Illinois Senate.
Hey, it's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, your afternoon newscaster here at St. Louis Public Radio. Keep podcasts like The Gateway thriving by becoming a member of St. Louis Public Radio today. Your monthly donation ensures that your community stays informed and has access to fact-based local and national news. Give right now at stlpr.org, and thanks.
It was a night of change in the city of St. Louis, with incumbent Mayor Tashara Jones and longtime comptroller Darlene Green losing their bids for re-election. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman and Jason Rosenbaum to further break down the results.
Rachel, did anything surprise you about Tuesday's results in the city?
The short answer to that question is no. I thought it was possible that North St. Louis wards would come out to support Darlene Green and save her job, but Jones winning a second term would have been a big reversal of fortune from the primary.
Yeah, let's go to the mayor's race. What ended up happening there?
Kara Spencer beat Tashara Jones 64% to 36%. Their first matchup in 2021 was a lot closer than that. And Spencer ran on a pretty simple message that the city needs to provide services better. But she says the election wasn't just about potholes and trash, that it was about boosting downtown and the neighborhoods, stopping population loss, and transparency.
Today, St. Louis voted for all of those things. We voted for change.
And Jason, you were at Jones's party. How did she react to what was kind of a beatdown?
It was an odd vibe. People there knew that she wasn't going to win, and I think Jones deep down knew that it wasn't going to be her night. So I don't think that there was a lot of shock or surprise, but there was a hint of defiance in Jones's speech in defending her record over the past 4 years.
And I still believe that St. Louis's brightest days are ahead of us and not behind us. But for us to get there, we cannot and we will not go back.
Now let's go to the comptroller's race now, where Darlene Green lost for the first time ever.
That is true. It was her most competitive election since 1996, and it was a defeat, 52% to 48%. Donna Berenger beat Darlene Green. And Berenger called that outcome overwhelming, but she said she was ready for the challenge.
Anything that's been put in my lap to do, whether as an alderman or a state rep, I was able to fix the problem, and that's key.
And Green said in a statement she was proud of the campaign she ran and was grateful to have served the city with integrity and dignity for nearly 30 years. And I don't think you can underestimate the role of money in that race. Many of the same political action committees that backed Kara Spencer also started backing Donna Berenger in the later days of the race. And these were PACs that were funded by developers and business interests.
We're hoping to get the ward-by-ward breakdowns at some point on Wednesday, but what do you think those numbers will show?
I think we're going to see that turnout on the South Side was high, and that was probably a boost to both Berenger and Spencer. And I also think we're going to see that Jones did not win the North Side by as wide of a margin as she did in 2021. What I am going to be watching for is how much support did Berenger get in North St. Louis, or whether that was just a turnout game of North St. Louis turning out less than South St. Louis.
That was STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum and Rachel Lippman discussing the results of the April municipal elections for the city of St. Louis. Many of the reporters in our newsroom were working hard last night to bring results and analysis of different races and school boards and municipalities. You can check out more of that coverage at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.